today's contestants, a tutor from Arcadia, California, Jorge Chimonti, an English professor from Isella, Georgia, Laura Thomason, and our returning champion, a librarian from Portland, Oregon, Veronica Fitchett Vatican, whose two-day cash winnings total $52,000. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Veronica's having a good time, you can tell. Well, I would be too if I had picked up 52 grand in just 2.5 hours. Laura and Oishi, welcome aboard. Good luck. Let's go to work right now in the Jeopardy round for the three of you. And today we feature these categories. I hope you like them. Famous and historic women.
Yeah.
Next, easy as ABD. Each correct response will begin with an A, end with a D, and there'll be a B somewhere in between. Okay? Followed by trees. Literary mashups. You have to name the two works by the same author that we have managed to mash up. And then you deal with Team America and World Police. Veronica, off you go.
Let's do famous and historic women for 200.
Her grandson said she suggested the use of a 5-pointed star on the flag versus George Washington's chosen 6-pointer. Laura?
It was Betsy Ross.
Correct.
Famous and historic women, 400.
She got her J.D. degree from Yale Law in 1979, and we'd say her legal career panned out nicely for her. Laura?
It was Sotomayor.
Yes.
Famous and historic women, 600.
This daughter of Ferdinand and Isabella was Henry VIII's first wife. Laura?
It was Catherine of Aragon.
Right.
Famous and historic women, 800.
Answer. Barely double boy. You came to play.
Let's do 600.
Six it is. Let's tell of her and nothing but her. She was born a slave in New York in the 1790s, and once freed, sold a book of her narrative.
Is Harriet Tubman?
No, you picked the wrong one. Who is Sojourner Truth? So you're at 600, still in the lead. Go.
Let's finish the category.
Time magazine named Corazon Aquino the first female president of this nation, 1986's Woman of the Year. Veronica.
What is the Philippines?
Right.
Easy as ABD for 200.
Aided and this got you in legal trouble. Veronica.
What is abetted?
Yeah.
ABD for 400.
Time to get on the ship. All this. Oishi.
What is aboard?
Right.
Literary mashups for 1,000, please.
Death comes for the Antonia. Oishi.
What is death comes for the Archbishop and my Antonia?
You got him.
Literary mashups for 800, please.
Interview with the Damned. Veronica.
What is interview with the vampire Queen of the Damned?
That's it. Yes, Anne Rice's works.
Literary mashups for 600.
The Iceman becomes Electra. Laura.
What is the Iceman cometh and morning becomes Electra?
Got him.
ABD for 600.
This fabric worn on an extremity as a tribute is also called a brassard. Laura?
What is an armband?
Yes.
ABD for 800.
This synonym for ridiculous is derived from Latin. That's completely... Veronica?
What is absurd?
Yeah.
ABD for 1,000.
To hastily depart to avoid capture, perhaps with the money too. Laura?
What is abscond?
Good.
Literary mashups 400.
The cat and ham. Oishi.
What is the cat in the hat and green eggs and ham?
Correct.
Trees for 1,000, please.
Brought to the United States as an ornamental, this spicy-sounding Brazilian tree has red berries and can crowd out native species. And that would be the pepper tree. All right, all three of you well-positioned as we take our first commercial break for these messages.
Snow, sleet, and rain headed our way. The next weather maker is going to be bringing us that wintry precipitation. I'm going to look at when it arrives and your latest snow totals.
City Schools continues its fight to keep public records from you. Why they still haven't turned over documents even after a judge's deadline.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
For the past few years, Oishi Chimonti has been busy putting together a family tree of your extended family. How far have you gone with this?
Well, so it extends just up to my great-grandparents and my parents' cousins. My mom alone has 50 first cousins. So.
Okay, good for you. Laura Thomason, English professor from Georgia. You and your husband are competitive ballroom dancers.
That's right. We actually met in a ballroom dancing class.
Yeah. I remember taking a dance lesson with my wife, and one of the first things that was drummed into me by the teacher was the position of the right hand of the man. We're so used to putting it lower on the woman's back, right?
You said it, Alex. I didn't.
Veronica Bichet, Vatican, is our champion. You have the title of Mac and Cheese Champ.
That's right.
Of the American Northwest.
Yes, I won the Pacific Northwest Regional Championship with my mac and cheese. I came in second at Nationals.
Now, have you noticed that some of the commercial mac and cheese products, the macaroni is smaller than it used to be?
Oh, you know,
is that
I
my
hadn't
imagine?
Noticed
you
that.
You hadn't noticed that?
But it might be true, yeah.
Take my word for it.
I'll check next time.
I eat mac and cheese too, you know. All right, Oishi, you're in command of the board. Go ahead, make a selection.
Team America for 1,000, please.
For the Winter Olympics, luge has its own governing body, while bobsled shares a governing body with this similar sport. Veronica.
What is toboggan?
Nope. What is the skeleton? Back to you, Oishi.
World Police for 1,000, please.
In 1991, the German government allowed access to personal files from this East German secret police force. Laura.
What is the Stasi?
Yes.
Team America 800.
This 4'8" gymnast carried the flag in the closing ceremonies of the 2016 Rio Olympics. Laura?
With Simone Biles.
Right.
Team America 600.
Chauncey Billups and former Phoenix Suns owner Jerry Colangelo are board members for this sport's governing body in America. Oishi.
What is basketball?
Good.
Literary mashups for 200.
The Prince of Santini. Two works are The Prince of Tides and The Great Santini. Oishi, back to
World
you.
World Police for 800, please.
This Canadian police organization is famous for its musical ride of 32 officers on horseback. Oishi.
Who are the Mounties?
Yeah.
Trees for 800, please.
Virginia's state tree is the flowering type of this canine tree. Laura.
What is a dogwood?
Dogwood, good.
Team America 400, please.
There's no rock in the name of the U.S. team for this sport that includes bouldering and speed disciplines. Oishi?
What is climbing?
Climbing, yes.
Trees for 600, please.
Perennials like mountain hemlock and lodgepole pine are found near but not above this natural boundary at about 9,500 feet. Veronica?
What is the timberline?
Correct.
World Police for 6.
The Okhrana's function was to stifle leftist activity in this country, at least until 1917. Veronica.
What is Russia?
Yes.
World Police for 400.
The London Metropolitan Police has licensed this new name on a forensics kit for kids. Laura.
What is New Scotland Yard?
Yep.
World Police 200.
The star of the clue is the logo of this country's police force. Laura.
What is Israel?
That's it.
Team America 200.
The first Olympic Team USA in this 19th century year consisted of 14 athletes who won 11 events. Veronica.
What is 1896?
Correct.
Trees for 400.
This mighty tree lends its name to a city of about 400,000 on San Francisco Bay. Veronica.
What is the oak?
Good. Now the last clue. Unusual for a conifer, larch trees do this each fall, like deciduous ones. Oishi.
What is drop leaves?
That's it. And that takes you to 3,800 into second place. Break time for us. Back in a moment.
Does this look like fun?
Oh!
What a payday.
Wow!
You're the new Jeopardy champion.
Sign up now for the Jeopardy test. New tests are coming on January 28th, 29th, and 30th. Register now and start prepping for the fun on Jeopardy.com.
Post-Cal. captioning sponsored in part by...
My cholesterol is borderline. I can worry about it or do something about it. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. And it's odor-free and pharmacist-recommended. Garlic.
Veronica gets to go first once again, not because she is the returning champion, but because she's in third place. So here are the categories in Double Jeopardy. U.S. representatives. Composers. What type of machine am I? Netflix and chill. Border rivers. And finally, backronyms. These are acronyms where words are chosen to fit the letters. Veronica?
Let's go with Netflix and chill for 400.
Polar stars Mads Mikkelsen as a retired one of these professionals who has relocated to a snowier climb. He's a hitman, assassin. Veronica.
Let's try Netflix and chill for 800.
What could be more chilling than the chilling adventures of this gal? Last name Spellman, of course. Laura.
It was Sabrina.
Yeah.
Netflix and chill, 1200.
When Netflix rebooted this sci-fi show from 1965, the Robinson family got stuck on an icy planet. Veronica.
What is Lost in Space?
Yes.
Netflix for 16.
In Frontier, this Aquaman actor gets chilly as ruthless trapper Declan Harp. Veronica.
Who is Momoa?
Yes, Jason Momoa.
Netflix for 2000.
This Netflix show is a chilling reworking of Shirley Jackson's gothic horror tale. Laura?
What is The Lottery?
No. Veronica?
What is The Haunting of Hill House?
That's it.
Border rivers for 400.
These two rivers form parts of the border between the United States and Mexico. What are the Rio Grande and the Colorado? Back to you, Veronica.
Let's do composers for 400.
Many of the songs of Elizabethan composer Thomas Morley end with these deck the halls syllables. Oishi.
What is law? La, fa, la, 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 la.
Thank you.
Let's do backronyms for 2000, please.
Named for a child kidnapped in 1996, an Amber Alert is short for America's Missing. Broadcast these two words. Oishi.
What is emergency response?
Correct.
Backronym 1600, please.
Really, 007? Spectre is special executive for counterintelligence, terrorism, revenge, and this blackmail synonym. Laura.
What is extortion?
Good.
Backronyms 1200.
This boy and tiger team formed the club called Get Rid of Slimy Girls, using the last letter in girls to form the backronym GROSS. Veronica.
What is Calvin and Hobbes?
Yeah.
Backronyms for 8.
Named for an anesthesiologist, an Apgar score for newborns measures appearance, pulse, grimace, activity, and this. Laura.
What is respiration?
Right.
Backronyms 4.
SAD says it all when it comes to being a backronym for this type of depression. Veronica.
What is seasonal affectiveness?
Yeah.
Border rivers for 8.
The Paz River separates Guatemala and El Salvador before flowing into this body of water. Flows into the Pacific. Veronica?
Border rivers for 12.
The Romaine River is a small part of Canada's longest provincial boundary between Quebec and this vast mainland region. Oishi?
What is Newfoundland?
Nope.
No.
Veronica?
What is Nunavut?
No.
Oh.
What is Labrador? Back to you, Veronica.
Composers for 8.
Answer. Daily double. And you have a $1,600 lead over Laura at the moment.
3,000.
Three it is. Here is the clue. Take a look. If you visit this country, you can enter the room where Edvard Grieg did his composing in the home he built.
What is Norway?
Norway is correct. Yes. That's Edvard Grieg's homeland.
Composers for 12.
One of England's most beloved tunes is the one by Hubert Parry, named for this faraway Mideast city. Listen, Laura.
Was it Van Diemen's Land?
No. Oishi or Veronica? What is Jerusalem? Back to you, Veronica.
Composers for 16.
In 1893, Ruggiero Leoncavallo and this other Italian composer had lunch and discovered both were working on La Bohème operas. Oishi.
Who is Puccini?
Good.
Let's do, what type of machine am I for 2000?
Chicago Pile 1. What is a nuclear reactor? Oishi.
U.S. Representatives 2000.
This Louisiana representative received a standing ovation in 2017 after returning from injuries received from a gunshot wound. And that gentleman's name is Steve Scalise. Back to you, Oishi.
Border Rivers 2000.
With as many sets of double letters as the Mississippi, this river forms about half the Alabama-Georgia border. And that river is the Chattahoochee. Back to you, Oishi.
What type of machine am I? 1600.
Vanguard 1. Proba 3. They're both satellites. Back to you, Oishi.
U.S. Representatives 400.
Deb Holland of the Laguna Pueblo and Cherise Davids of the Ho-Chunk Nation are the first women of this group in Congress. Laura.
What are indigenous women?
Indigenous? Yeah, we'll accept that, I believe.
Machine for 1200?
Less than a minute now. Germany's U-96. Veronica.
What is a submarine?
Good.
U.S. Representatives for 800.
Joaquin Castro and Louis Gohmert are both in the House from this state. And that's about as much as the two have in common. Laura.
What is Texas?
Yep.
Machine 800?
Wheel of Fortune 5 reel, a progressive type. Laura.
What is a slot machine?
That's it.
Machine 400.
Hamilton Beach 8 cup with adjustable slicing. Veronica.
What is a food processor?
Correct.
U.S. Representatives for 12.
1/53 of California's House delegation is this Intelligence Committee chairman. His name is Adam Schiff. Back to you, Veronica.
Composers for 2000.
Composer George Philipp Telemann was godfather to this composing son of Johann Sebastian Bach, hence the Philipp in the young Bach's name. That would be Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. Two clues left, Veronica.
Border Rivers for 16.
Answer. Daily Double.
Let's do 3,000.
Three it is again. All right. The only river that serves as part of a national border in the Caribbean is the Artibonite River on this island.
What is the Dominican Republic?
No. The island is Hispaniola. The Dominican Republic is one of the two countries on that island. So you drop down to 10-4, and that means it's a lot closer going into final as the three of you ladies get to deal with this subject. Children's literature. Think about it. You're going to love this. We'll have a clue in a moment.
City Schools continues its fight to keep public records from you. Why they still haven't turned over documents even after a judge's deadline.
A demand for change as Baltimore's crime takes a toll on businesses.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
In this Geico sequel ad, it's the type of vehicle the hungry raccoon steals. What is a garbage truck? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
For final today, we deal with children's literature, and ladies, you deal with this clue. Einstein's theory of relativity and Max Planck's quantum theory inspired this book that won a 1963 Newbery Medal. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Author of the work was Madeline Langell. We come down to you first, Oishi. You were in third place with 6,600. You wrote down your response quickly and correctly. A Wrinkle in Time. You will add something if you risked anything, and you did almost everything. So that takes you up to 13,199 into the lead as we come to Laura. She had 8,000. Did she come up with A Wrinkle in Time? No, The Fault in Our Stars. And you will lose 5,800. That drops you down to 2,200. Over to our champion now, Veronica. She had 10,400. We're looking for A Wrinkle in Time. We find it. And did you risk enough? 5,601. You did indeed. 16,001, your payday today. For now, a three-day total of 68,001. Well done. We'll see you tomorrow. And you as well, we hope.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.